Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Bev, on the day after. The day after.
The day after our good friend Dave's birthday, Dave from Raleigh.
We sang to him.
Yes, we did. But you know, you might as well confess it. If you mess up, you fess up and then you move on. We thought it was today. So we're going to wish him a big happy birthday, but it was yesterday. We found out at the last moment. So, you know, a day late. But hey, the
you want us to sing to you?
Yeah, let us know when your birthday is. We will do our best. Okay, today's Do Not Fear Scripture, October 24th. John 14:27. I love this. John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. That is a hallelujah scripture for sure.
It is that, babe.
Okay.
And today, our teaching's entitled Fight to Win.
Hallelujah.
Would it surprise you to know there's a difference between winning and being a winner?
That's right.
You can win a contest, the lottery, an athletic prize, any kind of prize, but still not be a winner. Winning is an occurrence, something that happens today, this week, this year, and then it's gone. A winner is someone who recognizes they're fighting for something noble, someone who refuses to quit, who will never give up until they win or accomplish their goal or calling. In fact, if you study the history of people who won the lottery, you'll discover few people who are actually winners in life. Regardless of the mega millions they won by having a winning ticket. Being a winner is a state of mind. Regardless of what happens or the outcome of any particular contest or endeavor. A winner is someone who recognizes they're fighting for something noble. Someone who refuses to quit and who will never give up until they win or accomplish their goal or calling. We're called and created to be winners in the game of life. We face an adversary who's dedicated to our defeat. However, God instructs us to fight the good fight of faith because we are more than conquerors who can overcome every attack of the enemy.
That's right.
As we were pondering this,
we looked up good fight. Hallelujah. Sorry.
No, go.
And the first reference that we pulled up was 1 Timothy 1:18. 1 Timothy 1:18 in the New International Version. And it says, Timothy, my son, I give you this instruction in keeping with the prophecies once made about you, so that by following them, you may fight the good fight. The word good in the Greek is the word G2570 in Strong's Concordance. G2570, and it means beautiful, handsome, excellent, eminent, choice, surpassing,
wow,
precious, useful, yes, suitable, commendable, admirable.
Wow.
The King James Version of 1 Timothy 1:18 says that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. The word warfare in the Greek is the word G4752. G4752, and it means an expedition, a campaign, a military service, or warfare. This particular Greek word is only used one other time in Scripture, and that's in 2 Corinthians 10:4. 2 Corinthians 10:4, another one of my very favorite scriptures. I have so many very favorites.
Yes,
for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty, hallelujah, through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. In the classic Amplified translation of 2 Corinthians 10:4, it says, for the weapons of our warfare are not physical weapons of flesh and blood, but they are mighty before God for the overthrow and destruction of strongholds. That just gives you a fighting spirit in you.
It does.
It also led us to look it up in the Message Bible, which says it this way. The world is unprincipled. It's a dog-eat-dog out there. The world doesn't fight fair, but we don't live or fight our battles that way. Never have and never will. The tools of our trade aren't for marketing or manipulation, but they are for demolishing that entirely massive corrupt culture. Listen to that. We are demolishing the entire massively corrupt culture. We use our power God tools for smashing warp philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of life shaped by Christ. Our tools are ready at hand for clearing the ground of every obstruction. Hallelujah. And building lives of obedience into maturity. What comes to me with that as I'm reading that, the Holy Spirit is going, look, it may look crazy out there. It may look like you could never win. Who? What are you doing? But we have tools in our prayer closet,
yes,
listen to me, that we need to pull out that gives us the power, just using this scripture alone, gives us the ability to just mow down, literally, the opposition if you want to take it to the Lord in prayer. Have you ever watched War Room or any of these other? I mean, I'm telling you, do not be dismayed. That's why we're doing the Do Not Fear all year, because we don't need to go, well, you know, that's the way the world works. Yeah, that's the way the world works, not the way we work, because we can take dominion. Don't ever doubt it.
And then that reminds me of a quote by Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams, who once said, life is unfair. You don't always get what you deserve. You get what you fight for.
That's right. And we have no reason to complain about what's going on in the world if we're not doing something about it.
That's
the
it.
Solution, and that is prayer. Do not underestimate the power of prayer.
That's exactly right. Now, let's get back to 1 Timothy 1:18. 1:18, New Living Translation. Timothy, my son, here are my instructions for you based on the prophetic words spoken about you earlier. May they give you fight.
May they help
you. May they help you fight well in the Lord's battles.
Amen. Notice it's the Lord's battles.
That's
it. He wants, what did he say? Tell us. He goes, pray that it be done on earth as it is in heaven. Are we praying, you know, heaven down to earth? Or are we just giving up, putting up our hands and go, well, that's the way it is.
It's never that. It's the way it is. It's the way God says it can be.
That's right.
The first key to fighting the good fight, of waging effective warfare, of tearing down strongholds, is following his instructions. Or as we like to say, read your Bible, do what it says.
Amen.
We find the instructions are found in 1 Timothy 6:12. 1 Timothy 6:12, Classic Amplified Bible. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called. When you made your good confession in the presence of many witnesses. Make your confession, good confession, in the presence of many witnesses. Wow, that could be a teaching in itself. The second key is fighting the good fight. Fighting the good fight is faith. I don't feel led to make this teaching about faith, but if you listen to our daily Rich Salts for Breakfast conference calls, as many of you do every day, you can be following our ministry. You already know about the power of faith. Let's just say this. Faith is not invisible.
That's right.
People think that faith is invisible, but it isn't. We can show you that from Scripture. Hebrews 11:1.
We've done this recently.
We have.
It bears repeating.
It does. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Please notice the thing hoped for is invisible, as we pointed out a couple weeks ago. But faith is the evidence that makes it real. There's no such thing as invisible evidence. We pointed out that you can't go into a courtroom and win a case with invisible evidence. The thing hoped for is invisible. If you have faith for a new house, the new house might be invisible right now, but your faith won't be invisible. If your faith is invisible, house, it's not going to show up. But listen, we're fighting the good fight of faith, which is visible. How do you make that which is seemingly invisible visible? You got to see it in the spirit. In other words, see it, believe it, confess it, expect it, never give up on it, and manifest it. One other thing from 1 Timothy 6:12. This time from the Amplified Bible Translation, which says, "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of the eternal life to which you were summoned and for which you confessed the good confession for faith before many witnesses." This verse says, "For which you confessed the good confession of faith before many witnesses." The key to winning your fight of faith is your confession, which is what makes invisible visible to you. If you want to be a winner in life, then you must follow these first two keys to fight the good fight, following his instructions and having faith.
You know, the third key in fighting to win is to finish what you've been fighting for. 2 Timothy 4:7 says, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." You know, we have a good friend, John Mason. He wrote, "Let go of whatever is making you stop." Very good book. You know, you'll be judged by what you finish, not by what you start. So if you want to finish, you need to have a plan. No commanding general ever goes into battle without a plan. You know, the point being is that the Texas Rangers, because we've been in Texas for, we were in Texas for 23 years, are going to win this. Okay, they're going to win the.
They're going to the World Series.
They're going to the World Series. We want them to win the World Series. Anyway, bottom line on all of that. The point is you got to just make the plan and work that plan. And I'm talking about, too, prayer life. I'm talking about the stuff that's going on. If you don't like what's going on around you, pray about it. Yeah. Pray about it, because that's the way to win the fight.
You know, honey, the team that's going to hold up the World Series trophy at the end of the season is the one that followed instructions.
That's right.
Kept the faith.
That's it.
And finishes what they started.
And we can pray for that.
And you, as you fight the fight of faith, just remember, he makes you a winner all the time.
That's it.
The late Zig Ziglar, master motivator and Southern Baptist layman, said once, "You were born to win, but to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win."
That's it.
And Zig also said, "If you don't see yourself as a winner, then you can't perform as a winner."
Mm-mm.
Think
and
on these
no,
things.
No offense to the other team, by the way, who did end up being?
Houston Astros.
No, honey.
That'll be decided tonight.
Oh, decides tonight. So pray for your team.
Arizona Diamondbacks or Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. Okay, anyway, bottom line. Have a tremendous Tuesday.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we will be right back here.
And fight the good fight of faith.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
Defeat the enemy.
That's right.
You have authority.
Every morning when I get up, I go, "Lord, today I want to glorify you and terrify the devil."
All right.
Till tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern. God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.